Damn the scam. I get these emails all the time from people promoting penny stocks. This is one I received recently. Did you read my urgent email yesterday? I outlined very specifically a game plan for you to make more than 20 times on your principal within the next 48 hours. Let me hit you with the gravy and leave out all the boring details. There's a friend of mine who works at a top 50 firm upstate, and he was privy to details of a takeover. What is going on here with these things? Raj Balasubramanian is Manager Investor Engagement and Outreach at the Ontario Securities Commission. He's here with some tips on what to watch out for when it comes to stock promotion emails. Hey, Raj.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Hit you with the gravy. I don't even know what that means, but thankfully I just deleted it. Who is sending these emails and what do they get out of it?
Well, thank you for the question. And thank you for inviting me on your show. These things, the first thing to watch out for, I mean, are these hot tips that come out in the emails. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't, right? The second thing I would say to your listeners is that, you know, always check the registration of whoever is trying to sell you any investment. So in your example that you provided, it's, you know, the stock tip. You know, stock market is complex and investing can be complex as well. You have to make sure that you make informed decisions, right? So some of the things that we provide to investors is, you know, the resources that they can use to make informed decisions. And one of the websites we have is getsmarteraboutmoney.ca, and we have a fraud checklist. So investors can go and check the boxes. If all the boxes check, then they can realize if it's a fraud or not, right? Mm. To use your example specifically, I mean, if an email has typos, if an email has spelling errors, or if the subject line has a lot of exclamation marks or capitals, or if the logo is missing, you know, it should, those are red flags to watch out for, and definitely investors should prepare themselves and make themselves aware of these scams.
Pump and dump has been around for a fairly long time. Now it's just email enabled. Tell us briefly how these scams work.
Most of the scams usually, they call what it's called a phishing attack, right? So they ask for personal or financial information over email, and it's they ask for stock tips, and they ask to buy a stock. So those are some of the top categories that that happen. And, you know, if I'm at the receiving end of an email from a bank, let's say, saying, you know, buy this stock and then you can sell it for higher, the first thing I would look for is, is the bank I bank with usually?
Right. Well, and this one, I mean, it seems like the model is that they're going to hope that enough people buy the stock so it goes from 24 cents to 50 cents, and then they're going to be able to make a profit on it.
Exactly. And that again, you can't just rely on one piece of information to make investing decisions, right? If it's a hot tip, why is that person being so generous to provide you the hot tip?
I'm a very nice person. People are generous to me all the time.
Well, usually the investing world is very complex, right?
Right. Now, in these pump and dump schemes, and that email that I was talking about, there's a ticker symbol. It's a company. I don't know if it's traded somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you're the company here, surely it isn't good for you if there's the pump and dump going on.
Absolutely. And I mean, from an investor perspective, right, it's important to know that any decision to be made within a short span of time is probably not a good thing. They have to think about where they're putting their money, right? So you can't expect to do all these schemes, the pump and dump or the phishing and, you know, asking for financial information over an email. All these things relate back to the key criteria of investor protection, which is what the OSC mandate is, right?
We live in a global world, and this email could originate anywhere. What can, what does the OSC do about this? Pump and dump in particular. Phishing is a separate, though connected, world, but on the pump and dump specifically.
Well, just to reiterate, OSC's mandate is investor protection. That's the key area. And secondly, what OSC is doing is providing resources to investors to better educate themselves, to prevent them from becoming a victim of fraud. And how we're doing that is threefold. The first area is providing resources online, which is getsmarteraboutmoney.ca. Secondly, we are also promoting that everyone who is investing money check the registration of the individual who's selling that investment. So that's checkbeforeyouinvest.ca. And thirdly, make yourself you know, comfortable in the investment decisions that you're making by, you know, either checking the resources, or if you get an email saying you have to buy this stock right away, give us a call. We have our contact center guys that can talk to you about any frauds that are hovering around in the marketplace. Our number is 1-877-785-1555. And lastly, we're hosting a teletown hall, which is kind of like a call-in radio show, on 7th of June. We talk about a lot of the scenarios. We talk about how to avoid fraud. And that's part of our overall OSC in the community program, where we're taking the OSC's mandate to Main Street from Bay Street.
It seems like there's a technology component to these pump and dump schemes. How does this work? How do bots work? How did they get my email address, and why do they keep emailing me when I'm clearly not going to do anything with these emails?
That's a great question. I mean, there is a lot of thing that happens from the back end of a technology standpoint, where you know, people, when you're watching a video on YouTube, you're sharing some information which may or may not be used, right? That's just a simple example. Going from that, you know, hackers are trying new and innovative ways to get information. But again, the key point is, whichever way the information they're getting, investors, the best way to protect themselves is be more aware of what are the scams out there and what are the resources out there that they can use to better protect themselves to avoid becoming a victim.
How do regulators around the world work together? I mean, OSC is one geography. There are people just like you in provinces, states, territories around the world. Mm-hmm. Do you, I don't know, get together for coffee?
We do a little bit more than that, for sure, get together for coffee. We actually work very closely together with other regulators. So we have our CSA colleagues, which is Canadian Securities Administrators, and that is an umbrella organization which includes all the provinces. And in addition, we have, on an international level, the OSC is part of IOSCO, which includes a majority of the securities regulators around the world. So we share best practices about how to better reach investors, how to provide educational resources, how to better reach investors from an investor protection perspective, and also talk about, going into the future, what are the ways we can protect investors.
Raj, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. So, listeners out there, ignore the pump and dump emails. File them away, delete them, then clear out your trash. Raj Balasubramanian is Manager Investor Engagement and Outreach at the Ontario Securities Commission. He was here to talk to us about tips for some of those stock promotion emails that you might receive.